Crowd's getting bigger. We're excited about this opportunity we have to go down to New Orleans. They're a heck of a football team. Obviously, their quarterback is fantastic. They've got great receivers. Defensively, they do a nice job. I'm friends with a lot of their coaches. I've worked with a lot of them. So it's a good test. It's a lot of fun to play against guys you have. And I think our team is looking forward to the opportunity of getting back on the field, get back going again, and getting back to work. So fire away.
Mike, how did you feel about the decision to with Adrian?
You know, I agreed with we all always come out of the room together. Whatever the decision is, we always come out of the room together. So we speak our piece, and then we go from there. And so
I'm good with it. Mike, how do you possibly stay focused on all of this?
I think the biggest thing is I've always considered myself a football coach. You know, I'm not a speaker of the house or anything like that. You know, so what I do is I get in the film room, I start working on what we have to do, start figuring out how we can get this team better. And I won't say that at the beginning things weren't easy, but you know, we've got a job to do. We get paid to do this, and quite honestly, it's what we love to do. So it's kind of our refuge anyway.
How tough is, I mean, a week ago you were undefeated in the preseason, you won your first game. How crazy is it how things have just changed perception-wise from a week ago?
The football team that we have hasn't, the guys that have been playing, the way we've played, the way we practiced, I talked to him a little bit this morning about this football team is the same team that has done everything I've asked them to do the entire time. And so we've got a lot of good guys on this football team. We've got a lot of guys with heart. We've got a lot of great competitors and a lot of guys that want to win. So we've all been through situations before, and we do the best job we can.
How did you observe that your team was absorbing that? I know I was speaking to people even this morning who hadn't heard yet. When I talked to them this morning, so I'm just curious what you observed, how they were just...
They were fine with me. We had a nice little talk this morning, but our preparation is really on the Saints now. It's kind of like a football players. When you have a bad play, you forget about it and you go on the next one, and that's what we're trying to do now.
How much time did it take away just over the past 3 days for you? I mean, normally you're putting all your time into game planning here.
I put in some extra time, but I didn't take away from any football time. I mean, I maybe worked a few more hours, but, so as far as preparation, it didn't take away any time.
Mike, sleep time.
Mike, did you talk to Adrian yesterday? And
I have talked to Adrian, yes. And, football players play football. And, I think the thing that our conversations, I think we should keep between him and I.
Mike, dealing with this distraction factor, I mean, Rick Spielman says it will be a distraction. As a first-year coach, how do you handle it? Will you lean on maybe Bill Parcells as a mentor, or how will you handle this as a first-year coach?
Well, I have talked to Bill, but quite honestly, there's no manual that you can go back and look through and figure out all this stuff. It's just you continually do what you think is right. The organization continually does what they think is right, and then you move on. We want to talk about the Saints?
Are you comfortable with the guys you have in the backfield, or would you like this? I think there's 65 career carries among the three of them. Or do you think you might need a veteran presence, maybe not this week, but at some point?
Well, I think these guys have a lot of ability. Jerick McKinnon, I'm excited to see him get out there. Joe Banyard had a very good preseason. So we'll keep evaluating that spot each and every time. But these guys deserve an opportunity to go out and perform. And so many times in the NFL when injuries happen or things happen, guys go out and they perform and they have a chance to make a great career for themselves. It happens every week with somebody because of the number of injuries and things like that.
You guys have a roster spot going out with this exemption, don't you?
We do.
That kind of add a player as running back? Or?
We've talked about a number of different scenarios, and so we're just kind of working on that aspect right now.
Is Joe Banyard on the roster right now? Is he still?
Yeah, we put him up last week. Anything else?
Are there any other injury concerns this week heading into New Orleans?
Chad Greenway's got a broken hand and another little thing. And Phil Lotho probably won't practice today. He's got a little ankle injury. And who's the other one? I got it in my pocket. Oh, Sharif. He'll be fine.
Is Greenway going to play this week?
I hope so. We anticipate it.
And is it, and how did it happen?
We're not exactly sure when it happened. I think early in the ball game.
How's Xavier Rhodes feeling with his groin injury?
With his injury? He's fine. Yeah, he's good to go.
Has anything in your career as an assistant or the coordinator prepared you for what you've had to deal with here the last week?
I've been in a few situations in my career, so I don't think you ever be prepared. I think you do the best you can. You go about your business. You know, in all situations are different. Teams are different. Cities are different. Organizations are all different. So, but we've been through many in the past. Well, we still want to run the football. We still want to have play action pass. We still want to be multiple. I don't see it changing. Obviously, you're going to change what you do a little bit based on your personnel and the personnel that you play. I mean, that's just part of coaching in football. So we will continually try to use the player's strengths that we have and kind of go from there. So obviously, it'll change some.
You rely more on Cordero now?
I don't believe so. I mean, we've got a lot of weapons with Rudolph and I think McKinnon's a good weapon. Jarius Wright and Greg Jennings, I think they're all good weapons. So, we're always looking for matchups. We're always looking for ways to get multiple guys the football as opposed to anything else.
Broken wrist last year, and you mentioned it. Affected trying to wrap up tackling. Do you expect that'll be an issue when we play with a club at all this week?
We'll see. We don't know exactly to what extent the it's going to affect him. His wrist is fine. So,
how do you view Drew Brees compared to Tom Brady?
they're both great. You know, I've got so much respect for Drew. He's a great competitor. My son was in New Orleans when he was there, and I was able to go watch the Super Bowl when they won. Drew's he gets the ball out in the right places. He's very smart. He wants to win so bad. He's a good guy, and Sean does a great job with him and their football team.
How much insight is that I'm giving you?
Not much. You know, honestly, I know people do those things, but you start filling players' heads with all kinds of stuff, and you know they forget what you do. And you know, this game is still about who makes the least mistakes. And that's really what our focus is. Our focus is trying to get better each and every week. Obviously, we want to win the games, but being such a young franchise or a young team where we are. With the program, I think we need to continue to work on how do we get better. And obviously, you're trying to stop the other team. But
all right, good.
Thank you.